Welcome to What the Magic, a podcast where we explore everything in this world, human, existential, alien, galactic, energy, intuitive, and all things weird. Welcome to this week's episode.
So I went in our trailer, like,
you can tell your story.
It was super cold in the morning because it was like 4 o'clock in the morning when I got out there, and it's like no heat or whatever, so it's frigid. And then by the end of the day, it was like a hot box, and so I was like sweating.
It's just like, so. I like it warm, but I don't like it this warm, so I had to open out the window. But so everybody, welcome to What the Magic. I have an amazing guest today. Her name is Renee. And Renee, can you tell me a little bit about what it is that you do?
Yeah, so I am super passionate and I love helping women really learn to trust their bodies. And that goes very deep into learning to trust your cycle and know your cycle, because most women don't. It's amazing how many women I talk to that they wish that their cycle did not occur, was not a part of their life. They didn't have to think about it, deal with it. And so really learning to embrace it and use it and really leverage it. So it can be a really powerful tool in looking at your time and your productivity and how you live your life, and how much grace you give yourself. And so that is my passion now, is really helping women upscale, optimize their life, optimize their time, but using their body as the core component of that.
I really love that, because one of the things that I'm really focusing on in the community that I run on Facebook and that I've been really like focused on for the last couple of weeks is getting people back like into their human and reconnected to it. Mm-hmm. And so I think it's really interesting because so many women hate their cycle. I know I did. I still do. I have an IUD now and I'm like, I don't have to worry about things. So I think this is perfect. It just goes to show how important it is to listen to like what your body requires. Like I had this weekend and I'm not particularly great at the whole self-care thing. Like I'm pretty mm-hmm. sure, but I spent this entire weekend just laying in bed, reading like really cheesy, crappy romance books.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. And so yeah. It's one of those things where I was thinking about it yesterday at about like 6 o'clock last night. I was like, what kind of self-care do other people do? And how do they know when it's time to do self-care? So
yeah.
When you're working with aligning with your cycle, what is your self-care routine or what does that look like for you?
Oh my goodness. It looks so different, right? Like your self-care. And I think that that's where I've even gotten to this place of kind of talking against self-care, because self-care has this expectation that it's like another thing you do on your list, right? You have to work out, you have to eat well, you have to go to sleep, you have to take these baths, you have to go for whatever, like you have to get a massage. And there's now this added layer of not only was I feeling like I wasn't doing a good enough job in life, and I felt like I have way too many things on my plate, now I have to add in this self-care, which is supposed to help me, but in the moment it doesn't feel like it. So now I'm feeling guilty because I can't get my stuff together, and I'm feeling guilty because now I can't practice self-care. So what for me, when I look at my cycle actually really dictates what I do in terms of self-care even. And so it fluctuates and it changes. And one of the things that I really aspire to is really helping women learn to just listen to their bodies. So even though there are very rhythmical sort of things that we can do with our bodies in terms of self-care based on where you're at in your cycle, there's times when your body's going to tell you it needs something different, right? So in when you're actually bleeding in your menses, that would be the time that I recommend not doing anything major stressful and strenuous on your body. Your body needs to rest. It needs to recharge. And so do you, like in so many different ways. And for me, there was a few weeks ago that I was sitting there. I'm like, I just want to go for a run. Like my body is saying, run, please run, like get outside, go for a run. And I was like, this is so weird because this is not the time of the month when I should be having this surge and this urge to go for a run. It should be when I'm slowing down and maybe doing yoga or just going for a light walk. But my body was saying, go for a run. And so I did. And so it's kind of learning to tap into that, learning to look at like your self-care does not have to be the same throughout the month. In fact, it shouldn't be the same throughout the month. You're going to need different layers. And if you're operating out of alignment with your cycle because of the way your schedule is, or just life happens and, you know, things are out of our control sometimes, and not everything in our life is going to match up to our cycles ever, I don't think. But, and so there's going to be times where we have to accommodate and adjust our cycle or our self-care based on our cycle. So for instance, I was talking to a client this morning. She said she woke up, she just started bleeding this morning and she was feeling super low. She was feeling no confidence. She was feeling like just like she wanted to curl up in a ball, super emotional. And she has a big presentation at work today. And so she was like, this just doesn't collide. Like it just doesn't match. I wish I could have aligned this better. Right. But you can't always match that. You can't always pick when your boss is going to host a meeting or when you're going to be having to do a presentation. And so I told her, I'm like, this is one of those moments where you're going to have to work extra hard to boost that energy, right? You're knowing and having that awareness that you're out of alignment. What does that look like? So I was like, maybe it means you have to go for a walk before you give that presentation, or maybe you stand in the bathroom and you get in your power stance and you like yell all of those big affirmations that you need, or, you know, maybe you do a meditation before you go in and do that presentation. And then after the presentation, same thing, you're going to need a lot of boosting yourself up of how do you recharge after just giving so much of that energy that you didn't really feel like you had a lot of. And so you're going to adjust and accommodate your self-care based on what are the expectations and the demands being placed on me? And does my cycle afford me that demand and expectation, or is it out of alignment? And if it's out of alignment, then you have to adjust and accommodate that self-care to be able to meet that.
Yeah, absolutely. I talk about this with my clients too, where self-care isn't one thing that consistently, like, I love baths, but I'm not going to take a bath if I'm like super pissed off, because that's not self-care. Like self-care that for me is actually reorganizing my bookshelves, which is a strange sense of self-care, but it's very different than what people say self-care should look like. And it's been really interesting because, there are some healers out there, like energy workers, that talk about how to like unplug from your cycle. And that's really interesting. Mm. And so I've come from, I've just left a community where that's a big thing. Like, how do you feel about that? Like, where do you find people want to unplug and how do you get them to replug?
I've never heard of this. So it's fascinating. I would love to dive in and learn more about it. Because for me, your cycle is one of your greatest superpowers. It literally has so many, each different phase of your month has strengths and assets to it that empower you in certain ways. And I think the reason so many people probably want to untap from it is because they don't know how to leverage it. They don't know how to use that. They see certain times of their month as being more valuable or less valuable. They wish they could stay in one area or than the other. And so these other areas are seen as bad. I think that's part of it. So for me, there's four phases that I break it out into. You like biologically have your follicular phase and your luteal phase. And then I break it down even more than that in terms of how energy wise, how it makes you feel, right? So the first bit would be your recharge phase. When you are actively bleeding and feeling really low and feeling really crummy, like that's your whole focus. How do I recharge? What do I need to recharge? So maybe you're not doing any dishes in your house. You use paper plates or you just let the dishes pile up or whatever you need to do. Maybe it's laundry or you order takeout. I don't care. Like, whatever you need to feel like you recharge. And then you enter into your accelerate phase. And this is when your estrogen's really climbing. You're feeling really good. You're feeling really productive, really focused. Ideas are coming. You feel really excited about the idea. You feel really excited about getting it going. And so this is a phase where lots of women wish they could stay all the time because it feels so good. You feel super productive. And then you enter into your connect phase, which is when you would be ovulating. So you're super magnetic, you're radiant, you're super attractive, and you're communicating really well, and you enjoy being with other people. You love going out to happy hours or whatever it might be, right? And then you enter into the reflect phase. And the reflect phase is when most people think of PMS. And so it gets this really negative sort of stigma around, it's just that time of the month when she gets super moody, she's irritable, she's irrational, she's super triggered. I don't know where all this is coming from. And it gets into this place of making it feel like it's a really bad thing, right? And so as women, even we feel frustrated in that time of the month because we feel overwhelmed. It's the one time of the month when I sit there and I feel like I want to burn my whole business down or like whatever. My mom, even the other week, I sent her a text message and I said something about like, I would have left my job because I love my job, but my sole my passion is my business and things like that. And so there was some issues at work and whatnot. And I was like, gosh, I already got the COVID booster, which was a mandate or whatever. I had to get it. And I went and got it. And I was like, had I not gotten the COVID booster and I had all these issues on the same day before I got the booster, I probably would have walked out and said, I'm not getting the booster. I'm not returning to work. Like, and my mom goes, let's not make a permanent decision on a temporary feeling. And I was like, oh, it's so true. Because in this phase of my month, that's where I'm like super irrational, super emotional, probably would have made a really permanent decision on a temporary feeling. And that a week or two from then I'll probably feel fine, but it gets that really negative thing. But the thing in this phase, I went on a total tangent, but in this phase, is that you are the most in tap with your emotions.
Right.
You have so much awareness of those parts of you, right? Like it gives you this opportunity to really connect with yourself. And so in this phase, I really highly encourage people to journal and do a lot of different reflective practices. This is the best time. If you own a business, this is the best time to write all your content. I write all of my content in this phase of the month. So I have every piece of my content ready to go as it goes throughout the month. And I've written it all in this time because I am a writing workflow powerhouse right now. And in that phase, and it's just beautiful when you start to see it in that way. If you sit down and you're writing for, you know, business or connecting with people, like this is the time when you're going to be able to understand their emotions. You're going to be able to relate to them so much better. You're going to be able to pull them in and attract them into your world so much easier than when you force and you sit down and try to write in that accelerate phase that we talked about. You sit there and stare at the screen and you cannot get a single word out and you rewrite and rewrite and rewrite. And it feels so frustrating. It's because that's not the zone that you're in. So in this reflect phase, you are really powerful in that, in terms of looking at inner work of like, what do I need to let go of? What do I need to process through? What was holding me back? All of that type of reflective process that we have such power in that phase. And then you enter back into that recharge phase. And there's a lot of cultures or belief systems out there that believe during that cycle or when you're actively bleeding, you have this veil between your subconscious and your conscious mind that's as eliminated as possible. I don't know if it fully eliminates. I don't know the details of all that, but you're the most in tune with your unconscious during that time. And so it's really beautiful that you enter out of this phase when you've just reflected. And now you enter into this phase where your conscious and your subconscious come together and they meet, and you can sit there and say, gosh, what were all of these limiting beliefs that I was holding? How can I rewrite them and move forward? Right. So you have that opportunity to really reflect on how I can up level and move forward. And it typically is this time that's seen as a really negative time, right? So when we just transform and look at them in that way of like, this is a really beautiful time. This is a really powerful time. And if I dive into it, it can really make or break the progress that I move forward, or it can really make or break that success that I'm looking for, or how well I feel balanced, or any of those pieces. I truly believe that all four of these phases incorporate some core need that we have as human beings, you know, a need for connection for other people, relationships, a need for connection with ourself and God or higher power, a need for recharging, and then a need for feeling like we have a sense of purpose and we're producing good work in the world. And so I do feel like all four of those are a core need of that we have as human beings. So to feel like we're unplugging from that and stepping away from that, I feel like that's where so many women feel out of balance.
Yeah, for sure. I love that take on things because I look at the cycle of the year in a very similar mm-hmm. way. Like,
yes,
spring is where I'm like, okay, all of these, or like even the start of the new year, like it really depends on like where I'm at in the year. Like, the beginning of this month, I was like, okay, it's a new year. I'm ready to dive into all of these new things and get all of this started. And, you know, as it's kind of gone more into the cold, wintry weather, I've been like, you know what? Why did I decide that I was going to try and do like 6 programs, design them, plan them, and get ready to launch them over the like next month and a half? And I went, I'm insane. And
then yeah,
spring will be good. And I was like, but I was like, it goes through these ebbs and flows, just like the year. It's insane. So my question for you, because I know that a lot of people want to unplug because that you called it your recharge period, that recharge mm-hmm. period gets to be like really, really painful on their body. And it kind of just sucks that way. Mm. With your, like, with how you work with your cycle, have you found that that actually helps people connect better in their cycle and makes their cycle easier?
Yeah. So I mean, there's a lot of different reasons why your cycle might be super irregular or painful or absent or any of those types of pieces, right? So if there's a medical reason, you know, maybe don't take this totally to heart or whatever, but I feel like a lot of women have these really massive irregularities because of an imbalance in their body, whether it be hormone wise or lifestyle wise or nutrition or something of that nature. So it does really look at when we start to align with where your body should be operating, right? Your body was not intended to be in that accelerate phase all of the time. It was right. not intended to be turned on and going full steam ahead 100% of the time. And so when we are operating like that, what that does is it elevates your cortisol levels, and your cortisol is your stress hormone. And when your stress hormone is really high, it puts you in that place of fight or flight, right? Like, it's like, get away from the lion that's going to eat me and run away. Right. And so when you do that, your body says, what's essential? What do I need to be focusing on right now? And so things like reproduction and your cycle is not one of those prime things. Your digestion, your gut, your ability to think really clearly, all of those types of things get diminished or even shut completely off by high levels of cortisol. So when we can help lifestyle-wise bring that cortisol level down, it does allow for your body to actually start making its own rhythm again. It allows you to start saying like, hey, I'm not intended to live 100% on all the time, that I do have these ebbs and flows, and I do have these balances. Like, it brings everything kind of down into a little bit of more of a homeostasis so that it can start functioning a little bit better. And I know for me, I get super triggered or super uncomfortable, or like things feel way out of whack when I'm out of alignment in the month, right? When I move through the month with these ideas, the cycle in mind, and I'm matched up really well, I move through those phases pretty seamlessly. Even sometimes I wonder, I'm like, gosh, am I really getting that surge or am I not? Am I like, because it feels mellow, like overall, versus when you're out of alignment, they feel like massive swings.
Right.
And then you're feeling like crap, right? Because you're either really high and feeling really great, and then you're feeling really low and really crummy and like the world sucks. And so it shouldn't ever have these massive extremes. It should feel a little bit more aligned and a little bit more balanced, but you will still have those ebbs and flows. They're just not super extreme. And so, I mean, I think biologically and hormonally, like, we have lots of other pieces to us, right? Like, we're not a one size fits all, but I do feel like for a lot of the women I work with, when they start to incorporate these strategies, when they start to look at, what am I doing? How am I sleeping, right? Like, am I sleeping according to my cycle? Like, am I giving myself adequate, or am I grinding all month long? Or am I actually fueling my body? Am I, what's my exercise look like? Am I giving myself rest during that like phase of the month when my body needs rest, or all of those types of pieces? It allows your body to start to regulate a little bit better.
Yeah, that makes total sense. So then I have a follow-up question. Like, how do you work with people who have things like IUDs that stop their cycle? Like, how do you get them back in touch with their body?
So there's a couple of different ways. One would be to start just feeling into what your body's feeling, right? Like, there's certain phases of the month that to me feel stronger. Mm-hmm. And I feel like everybody has that same feeling. Like, you might not notice the shift in the transition between all four, without looking at the calendar, right? But you might notice one or two of them. So maybe it's that PMSy moody reflect phase, right? Maybe you notice that even if with the IUD or if you don't have a cycle, you might notice like, gosh, there's 1 week of the month that I feel super moody and super emotional. Then put that on your calendar and use that as your marker. So then you say, okay, well, this reflect week is this week. So next week's my recharge week and then my accelerate week and then my connect week. And then I'm back and you start imposing that rhythm on your life and scheduling based off that. The other way you could do it would be to use the moon. Because the moon has a 28-day cycle, just like women, like the average menstrual cycle is supposed to be. And so you could use the moon as an external cue to be able to track into that. Whether or not you believe the moon has any pull on your body or not, I've noticed that women will start to match up biologically if they start to put that intention there. So there is some power there. I do know, like I have women that have had a hysterectomy. Right. And they still notice these rhythms, right? So I don't think that I think that your body mechanically and like biologically was intended to rhythm like this. So I think even without that, we still have those benefits. Like we still need those rhythms. You just don't necessarily have the hormonal shifts and changes as drastic as you would with them. So with birth control, things like that, right? Like progesterone is one of those high, like hormones that they use in a lot of the different birth control to help eliminate that ovulation, right? To help stop ovulation. And so progesterone is the predominant hormone in that latter half of the month. And so it does change, right? You don't get that high flux of estrogen that causes you to release and then your progesterone. So then that's where working together with my clients really helps to kind of tap into what's going to work for them.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. So I know that you're getting ready to launch. Mm-hmm. So tell me a little bit about this program that you're putting out there. I know it's like a coaching program. Is it one-on-one? Is it group? What's it look like?
Yeah. So right now we have a group of women. There's about 10 women in it right now. They're my founding members are walking through it because I've been working predominantly one-on-one. So now we're opening it up to have it be for more women to be able to jump in and work together. And it's been this really beautiful watching all of these women come together and uncover their own cycle story. Like what are those beliefs and those thoughts, those, you know, societal expectations that have been placed on your cycle? It's amazing. Like when you start looking back at all the things that people told you or how they interacted with it, like I don't think that there was a single person in my program right now that has ever had anybody actually sit down and talk to them about their cycle when they were young. And then when they did, it was always really negative. There was always this negative thing around it. And so, you know, starting there and kind of uncovering your cycle story and then diving into how does that actually play out in my body throughout the month? And what does that look like? And what are those strengths and assets that I talked about in each of those different phases? And then what do we do? How do we respond to our body in those different phases so that we're helping to bring it into alignment and then integrating it into your calendar? So like I said before, my cycle has its own calendar in my Google. So when I'm scheduling things, I know exactly where I'm going to be and whether or not I say yes to something or no to something based on where I'm at in my cycle. And so that becomes then that next layer of now that we've had this awareness, now we're going to start to implement and guide our life by it so that we have a little bit more of that alignment. And then we haven't quite got to it yet, but I'm really excited is that legacy, right? Like there's been a lot of women in my program asking about how do we set the tone for that next generation? Right. How do we start talking to our daughters or the young women of the world today? And so that we redo it, right? All of these women are saying, nobody ever talked to me about this. Nobody ever told me about a cycle. That's the number one thing I hear is women say, nobody's ever talked to me about this. Like nobody's ever shared how my cycle is this powerful thing. Instead, it's always been around the shame and guilt and embarrassment, right? So how do we rewrite that story for those women that are coming behind us so that they can really leverage it? So a lot of it is geared towards, you know, helping, how do you get more productive? But at the same time, it's all about self-compassion and giving yourself grace and leveraging and really optimizing when your body is at certain states and then allowing that flux of like, what do I do when it's not in that state? So that's kind of what we're doing. So it's really, it's been amazing. I, like I said, I've been working one-on-one. We just started this founding members group and they've been running through it and it's been so amazing to watch them so far. So I'm excited to open up the doors for more women here very shortly.
I'm like, you know, I might sign up there. I'm super interested. Like this sounds, one of the things that has been really loud for me, especially like doing work in the, like, it's a kind of like quote unquote, like weird woo woo metal realm is how many people are disconnected from their body and disconnected from their soul story. And that's my main focus in my, like my member group this month is how do we reconnect in with our bodies so that one, we know what our body wants.
Yes.
Two, understand how our intuition is trying to guide us. Because if we're not connected into our body, we can't follow the like gut instincts that we have because we don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
And finding where so many of us, like, especially, you know, most of my group is women. There might be one or two fellas in there, but their bodies also have cycles that they're
disconnected
from. And so I think it's absolutely amazing that you're doing this. Like, so tell me, like, when does your program launch?
Yeah. So we have a free training that we're hosting February 10th. Right? Yeah. I'm like, wait a second. February 10th, 15th, and 17th. All right, we're going to do 3 live training sessions. So that would be the time to kind of jump in and kind of dive in and learn a little bit more about all of this. And even like, just to go back on what you said is like, your body is a very big, like, cue, right? And so many of us have been taught to not listen to our bodies, whether it be related to your cycle, or if it's related to your diet, or if it's related to how hard you push or how much you sleep or any of these things. Like, we've been told to do it a certain way, right? To achieve a certain outcome or to achieve a certain goal. We've been told we have to do it this way. And it's so hard. Like, even the typical time management strategies that are out there about cycle or like about time blocking, right? Like, you put a time block on your calendar and you sit down and you're like ready to be all there and productive. And it's like, I just don't feel it. I cannot do this. Like, I'm forcing myself to do this and it doesn't feel good. And so that's that moment where you step back and say, like, what does my body need right now? Right? Because forcing yourself through it, it's not going to get it done. And so for me, there was one time I was sitting there. I'm like, I have this time to write. I need to get some stuff done. And I was like trying so hard and feeling like I was distracted and feeling like I couldn't find focus. And I was just all over the board. And I said, what does my body need right now? I was like, I think I need to work out. And so I went and I did a workout and then I came back and busted it all out. Right? But for most of us, we've been taught that productivity looks like staying there, staying focused and making it happen.
Right.
But in that sense, like, sometimes the most productive thing you can do is kind of counterproductive.
Right. And I have this conversation a lot with my clients as well. And I've had this conversation with myself about deprogramming what productivity looks like. Cause I work for myself, which means that I get to decide how much time I spend working every day or when I start working. And I was thinking about it like over this weekend, because the last couple of weekends I've worked straight through the weekend to try and get stuff ready and make sure that everything's good to go. And this weekend I was just like, I can't do it. So I was like, and then, you know, I'm laying in bed on Saturday starting to read my crappy romance book. And I went, why am I beating myself up for relaxing? And I was like, oh, because I have this idea that running a business and being a business owner means that I have to give myself all of this time and devote like 12, 14 hour days to the work. And so I'm like, wait, I don't want to do that. And like, I have all of my James stickers on the back of my iPad. So my iPad sits next to me all day on my desk. And so I work on both my iPad and my computer. And so the one that I always look at is the less I do, the more I make, because like, that's the one I have to remember all the time because I am a recovering workaholic.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like, okay, so how do we deprogram productivity and understand that it's okay to rest? And I love that you're teaching people how to do that based on their cycle and
really
step back into alignment with their body. That's absolutely amazing.
Yeah. I think the cycle, like what I love about it is like everything you just said is like your cycle does it for you, right? You no longer feel like you're like, I'd be curious if we were to talk about it, like where you're at in your cycle. You might've been in that phase where you're like, I'm so ready to bust it out. I'm going to work. And then you enter into that phase where you're like, I just don't have it. And I just want to relax and rest. And how, when you know, you have that awareness, like this is my cycle doing this, it eliminates that guilt of why you're doing it, right? It no longer is you. You just don't, it's not about you not having the stamina or the endurance or the willpower, right? Or whatever it might be to keep up. It's like, no, this is just your body. This is your body's cycle. And so it allows you to let go of the identity of, I'm just not good enough. I'm not consistent enough. I can't keep up. I get really good momentum and then I lose it, right? Or those thoughts and that identity that comes in there. Instead, it's like, no, this is just my body. My body is really great about going really hard. And then it's really great about taking that break. And neither one is good or bad. They just need, we need both. We need both ends of the spectrum. And so that has been a huge game changer, I think, for so many of the women I've worked with, is like that permission to say, I can go really hard, but I also can slow down and stop. And there's no guilt attached to it because it's not me and something that I'm lacking. It's not a skill or a willpower or something of that nature. It's just truly, this is how I was designed and this is how my body goes. So yeah.
Yeah. It's amazing. Like now I'm sitting here, I'm like, where am I in my cycle? Cause I've had an IUD for years now. And I'm like, I don't even freaking know. And I'm like, now I'm like, okay,
that's now probably, I need
to figure it out. Like,
yeah.
I'm like jazzed to go like play with it. Because like, one of the things I absolutely love working with cycles is like, it really helps you find your flow. Like, and that's so important, especially like in the energy workspace, because how do you manifest? How do you create? How do you focus if you're not in flow with the energy around you?
Yeah.
And so not knowing how to be in flow with your own body cuts you off from that flow too. And so I'm sitting here and I'm like, oh my God, Renee, it's just like changed my life in a podcast conversation, which I love. And I'm super excited for my listeners to get to hear this, because I know so many of them are like, Kelly, how do I even like relax? And I'm like, dude, I don't even fucking know. Like, I don't, like, I don't know how to relax. Like, when I say I'm a recovering workaholic, I mean, I'm a recovering workaholic. Like, I still have days where I come in my office in the morning and then I don't come out of my office until like 9 o'clock at night. And my partner's like, I missed you. And I'm like, I wasn't gone. He's like, but you are in your office. And I'm not allowed in there when you're working. And I was like, that's true. But, and so it's like, okay, how do I realign with what my body needs? And so I want to thank you so much for all of this amazing awareness and for bringing this forward. So how can people connect with you, Renee?
Yeah. So we have our podcast as well. It's called The Cycle Advantage, where we talk about all of the advantages of your cycle and how you can really optimize that. And then much more beyond that, but that's a great place. And then on Instagram, I am Renee Fick over on Instagram. And then you can find us on our website at thecycleadvantage.com as well.
I love it. Okay. Well, thank you so much for being on here with me. As always, you guys, I will put contact information in the description. Please, please, please go follow Renee, go listen to her podcast, because I know I'm going to go check it out. And I'd love to hear what you guys want to hear about next on the podcast, or kind of what you guys gained from this. And I'd love, Renee, to eventually have you on as like a guest teacher for my own stuff. If you're
interested. Yeah, so, I'd be hoping.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I appreciate this more than you know. And everybody, I will see you guys next week.